State Senator Jason Berrickman, a Republican from Bloomington, is one of the 20 lawmakers on the bipartisan bicameral commission. We chatted right after an intense three-hour session on Illinois' property tax policies. I saw you rubbing your head. Was this giving you a headache?
No, I just have two kids and one on the way at home.
For more than a year, Berrickman has been pushing a school funding plan known as the evidence-based model. It would fund schools based on a list of 27 factors already proven to help students succeed. It's getting a lot of political support, but there's one pretty huge catch to this plan. I want to ask you about evidence-based model. I had a long conversation with Dr. Clark about it, and I feel like I'm starting to sort of understand it. So we got into the distribution of it, but here's where I fell down on my job and didn't ask him the follow-up question I should have asked, because the evidence-based model applies only to new dollars, right?
As they've proposed it thus far, yes.
And there's no way to know what kind of new dollars we'll get, or, I mean, kind of doesn't the success of the evidence-based model hinge on there being a significant amount of new dollars?
I think any overhaul to the funding formula is likely to require more money. And so you have to consider where that money could come from. And certainly it's easy to talk about, well, if there's a grand bargain and there's a tax increase, there's a lot of people would say, and there's some new dollars. I think that's a little potentially short-sighted, because we've got a mountain of bills and other financial pressures that any tax increase presumably will help address, leaving little to no new dollars available for education. I look at it more this way. Since this conversation started, three or four years ago, we've made significant investments in the education budget, increases year after year. And I think the political dynamic in Springfield suggests that there may be more increases to education from wherever. Maybe that means further cuts elsewhere. I don't know. I know we have a governor who continues to say he wants to do more in education. And we have a legislature that has followed that lead, at least over the last two cycles. I think we need to challenge ourselves to look more creatively. The governor said early on in this discussion that he doesn't think that any school districts should lose funds this year to last, a hold harmless provision that's in essence pure. I've disagreed with that notion and said that I think there are school districts who would take less money from the state if they were allowed more flexibility with the resources that they have. And so for me, when I consider the environment that we live in, whether there's a tax increase or not, there's tremendous financial pressure. And we ought to explore all the ways in which we can free up dollars to schools that need them and allow schools more flexibility to do more with less. That ought to be part of this discussion. And my hope is that those ideas are also on the table here.
That flexibility is a shorthand reference to a conversation I've had with Berrickman before. He wants schools to be able to use private contractors for certain non-academic jobs like teaching driver's ed. We moved on to a couple of other issues complicating the school funding discussion. One is the question of who should pay for teacher pensions. The Chicago Public School District has its own teacher pension fund, but all other teachers rely on the state's teacher retirement system, which has an unfunded liability of about $62 billion. Then there's the matter of pending lawsuits, including one filed by the Chicago Urban League, challenging the state's school funding policies.
Okay, so two factors that are kind of wild cards are teacher pensions and who pays for those, and these lawsuits that are happening. Do you have any predictions or any feelings about either one of those?
The pensions component is something that I've suggested to Beth Purvis that we address head on here. I think it's worthy of a discussion of, where we go, how we do it, what impact that has on the funding formula. I mean, that's a worthwhile discussion for us.
Like today was devoted purely to property taxes. Do you think there should be a day devoted purely to pensions?
We don't want to run ourselves out of time. But yes, we ought to have a thorough discussion on pensions, absolutely.
And how about the lawsuits?
The lawsuits are different. I mean, so you see what's playing out around the country, and some of these have played out historically. There's some recent ones, Connecticut as an example. Illinois has a history of some lawsuits of our own that have tried to address the education system, and I think by and large those lawsuits have failed. Now recently, the state board evidently is negotiating a 7 or 9 year old lawsuit that could have a significant impact on us. I don't think we know enough about the guts of it to say what impact it will have on the formula itself, but what we heard today from the school superintendent is that it would. The other component that is, you know, equally pressing that wasn't addressed today is any lawsuit that is either where the state loses or the state settles, I presume is going to have a dollar amount attached to it. And I don't know where those dollars are coming from, and I don't know where those dollars are going. But as a legislator, I'm very suspicious about that. Not that anyone had ill will, but we don't have a lot of dollars to put anywhere. And so the notion that we're going to come up with dollars suggests they're going to have to come from somewhere. And once you figure out where they're coming from, there's a question of where they're going. And those are decisions that I'd like to have more legislative input to than is suggested exist today.
Reporting for the Education Desk, I'm Dusty Rhodes.